You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I can't think of a better day to celebrate National Donut Day. Friday. Since apparently Jordan, the intern, needs a nap after he has a donut or beignet. We've been having that discussion throughout hour number one and my buddies over at the gym. I'm telling you, to me, a beignet is a later snack. I can't remember the last time I had a beignet in the morning. Donuts, more of a day snack. Or something I eat in the daytime. You are a communist and you don't like donuts and you don't like beignets.
I like beignets.
Something is wrong with you. No, you gave way too much criteria for a beignet. Way too much criteria.
I mean, it's going to be one of the vocal points of New Orleans culture. It better be made right.
Welcome us to the weekend, Joey. Ah, yes. It's the weekend. You made it. Hopefully the weather holds out a little bit here as well. Our thanks to Scott Kushner and Sean Fazan, both gentlemen joining us in our number one talking Saints OTA. That's the wrap. Mini camp Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11 to 1:15 is the scheduled time. It's open to the public. You know how it works. If it's not raining, they'll be outside. Have at it. Come check it out there as well. Scott Kushner was talking a little bit about some of the trade possibilities and some of the moves being made. Love to get your opinions on it, right? Nets trading a draft pick, clearing up some space. Basically, Brian Windhorst said it best. Brian Windhorst saying that, look, you got teams now that are clearing up cap space. Clearing up cap space. In order to make a play for Anthony Davis. So, we'll talk a little bit about that here as well later. Coming up at 1:15, Rafael Esparza. 2:30, Coach Kenny Farrell will join us. The Women's World Cup kicks off today. The opening match by the host country, France, taking on Korea, 2 p.m. As for the U.S., they are in Group F. The ladies in there with Chile, Thailand, Sweden, that's in their group, and they will play next Tuesday, June 11th, against Thailand at 2 o'clock, so this Tuesday coming up. Then their next game is Sunday, June 16th, against Chile at 11 a.m., and then on Thursday, it's the 20th, against Sweden at 2 o'clock. So Jordan, being in France, you can catch these games during the show. Oh. Pull it up. We'll watch it. 2 p.m. We can touch on that with Coach coming up here in a little bit. And then Barry Hurstorf is going to join us at 1:30. It will get his takes on OTA and minicamp. Again, if you get a chance to go and check it out, quickly, top three numbers fans need to pay attention to.
22. Number nine's, a classic.
Yeah.
For the kids.
Yeah, right. I'm going 84.
28.
Yeah, 28, Latavius Murray. Do you know who 84 is? Because I got no response from you. It's Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Come on, Lil Jordan. 92, Lil Davenport. See what Davenport's doing. Let's see if you done your homework. McCoy.
60.
Two. Try again. Keep going.
62, 64, 3, 7.
7 is the first number.
70.
No.
72.
We're not going all the way to 78. Number 78.
Okay.
Eric McCoy.
78.
What position does he play?
Center.
Okay, thank you. You had me nervous there for a bit. It's National Donut Day. We've been having a little bit of fun. What is your favorite kind of donut? What is it? What is it? Shaq is out there. Wow, I didn't realize this. I know where I'm going after today.
Can you take me with you?
No. Free donuts over at a local establishment on Clearview and David. Clearview and West Met, rather. Right down the street over here, buddy. I'm going to get my donut. What are you getting? Chocolate? I'm going chocolate glaze.
I'm getting the biggest donut on there.
What's the biggest donut?
I don't know. Do they have twists at a Krispy Kreme?
It's not a donut, man.
It's a donut.
It's not a donut.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's not a donut. You can try to convince me. A donut is a circular thing. That's a donut. Your little twisties and all that other stuff.
Twist everywhere I see. Twisted donut recipe.
Exactly. It's called a twisted donut.
Twisted donut.
To me, a donut is a circular
donut.
What's your favorite? Feel free to tweet at me. At GCAT underscore 170 or at ESPN Radio NOLA or call us 800-998-1003. Barry sending the GIF of the chocolate. Looks like a chocolate cake. Looks like chocolate cake donuts.
You see, now you're starting this whole debate that a twisted donut isn't a donut. But then you could also say, what about a hamburger? Is a hamburger a sandwich? Would you consider a hamburger a sandwich?
Oh, here we go. See, I've seen this debate a lot about the hot dog. If it's a sandwich or not. Hot dog. To me, certain things are their own thing, right? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't call a car a truck. A truck's a truck. A car is a car. A bike's a bike, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A hot dog is a hot dog. There's nothing else like it. It's a hot dog.
I agree with you. A lot of my friends say it's a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich. A sandwich, to me, now this is my definition. A sandwich consists of two slices of bread, right? With, like, meats in between.
But that
that's hear me out, right? So, like, subs are sandwiches. I do think a sub's a sandwich, don't you?
Yes.
Hoagies, Philly steaks,
yes, that's a sandwich.
Cheese steak, those are sandwiches. None of it's a hot dog. Now, I understand people are like, well, dude, a hot dog is in between two slices of bread. It's a bun. There lies the difference. You don't call a Subway sandwich or something like that the buns, right? Like when you are asked, what bread do you want? They don't say, what bun do you want? When you get a hamburger, you can get it on different types of buns. Pretzel buns, roll buns, right? Regular wheat, white, they're called buns.
So I have the definition of a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
The first part's kind of like, all right, that's a hamburger, but listen to the second part. An item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other fillings between them. And then, the second part where a hamburger is not a sandwich. It says, and eaten as a light meal. The last time I checked, a hamburger is like a main course of a meal. It's not a light meal.
Nah, to me, a hamburger is a hamburger. A hamburger is a hamburger. It's like, it's its own thing. It's its own thing. It's not a sandwich.
But
a hamburger is not a sandwich. It's a hamburger.
But back to the subject at hand,
yeah.
A twist is a donut. And I'll leave it at that.
It's a technicality. 800-998-1003, JFAL, at ESPN Radio NOLA. Do you think Dr. John was a fan of Rebecca Black? I don't think he would have made fun of her. Do you think?
Everyone does.
CJ Hargrave right now would be asking if she's on any of the 35 albums that he recorded on and collaborated with. I mean, I get it. Like, he did collaborate with Willie Nelson, Eric Clapton, you know, other musical geniuses, a Grammy winner six times over. You know what I'm saying? But I think he would say, hey, look, it's her thing. She sold money, you know, she's having a career.
Ooh, CJ on Twitter.
Right? What we got?
Is an ice cream sandwich.
Ooh.
A sandwich. No.
No, no. See, again, No, it's an ice cream sandwich. It's called a sandwich because it looks like a sandwich, right? Because it has filling between two cookies.
I don't know
cookies.
If it looks like a sandwich.
Well, I mean, it's the same principle. You have stuff in the middle, on top, or in the bottom. Same something. At the Bima, whole or not, it's still a donut. So the BMO agrees with you.
Boom.
Twisted is a donut. He goes with glaze, then jelly filled. My top three, chocolate covered, hot glaze, powdered jelly.
What would you consider an apple fritter?
Pastry.
Yeah, I'm more on that
my
side.
My wife loves apple fritters.
I think those are more of a pastry than a
yeah, like bear claws and all that other stuff. I mean, I know they're all sold in donut shops.
No, I think a bear claw is a donut.
Well, here we go. You can't forget the bear claw that we had back in the day.
At Shipley's.
Yeah.
That was good.
It took you about a half hour to eat, by the way.
you know what?
That's like the size of a tire.
You know, Shipley's was that good that yeah.
Well, you have kolaches. I ate a lot of all kind of different things.
The kolaches were amazing.
See, it's a lot of different things in the donut shop. But to me, when like I think like donut holes. But the Bima says, hole or not, you could still have something called a donut.
Yeah, correct.
When I think donut and I'm told donut, I'm thinking a box and I open it up and there's circular things in there. Does that make sense?
That's society for you.
Okay, if I say sandwich and I show up with a hamburger. You wouldn't. You would be like, I thought you said you were bringing sandwiches, right?
No. See, this is where you have it all wrong.
What do you mean I have it all wrong? If I said I'm coming over and I'm bringing sandwiches and I show up with two burgers,
no,
is that what you're expecting?
Because no, those are those taste drastically different.
They look. They're not the same.
They
that's my point.
Sandwich tastes completely different than a hamburger. But
correct, because one's a hamburger.
A donut twist. Tastes almost the same exact thing as a regular donut.
If you tell me you're bringing donuts to the studio tomorrow.
Yeah, and I bring
and you bring twists,
you'll be just as happy.
No, I wouldn't.
That is not what I'm
expecting.
They're just a little bit bigger.
Nope, I'm expecting some chocolate. I'm expecting an assortment of donuts. Not twists.
Society's got you all messed up.
No, it's not society.
Yes,
it's
just
common sense.
No, it's not common
sense. It's order. It's sense. Tell me you're bringing twists.
I'm bringing you donut twists.
Thank you. You use the word twist. That's my point.
Wait,
you just made my point.
What about those little miniature
donuts?
Those
are called donut holes. So if I say I'm bringing donut holes and I bring you a full donut or donut twist, did I bring you a donut hole? I didn't, did I? If I say I'm bringing holes munchkins,
it's still a donut.
Those are donut holes.
Still a donut.
But they're called donut holes.
Doesn't matter. They're a donut. They're called donut holes. It's the same exact thing that you're getting from the donut with the hole in it.
Greg in Uptown, chocolate glaze is my all-time favorite, followed by regular glaze and chocolate glazed again. I'm with him. I'm with Greg. I can't have enough chocolate glaze. What is wrong?
I'm not a fan of the chocolate on the donut.
What is wrong with you? How do you not like chocolate?
I like chocolate. See, now you're mixing up my words.
No.
You just said I don't like chocolate.
You can put chocolate on anything. Chocolate-covered frog legs. You in?
So do you like
chocolate-covered strawberries?
Do you like chocolate-covered strawberries?
Absolutely.
I do.
Okay.
I know a lot of people that don't like that.
No, you don't know anyone.
No, I know quite a few.
Really?
Yeah.
That don't like chocolate-covered strawberries.
Correct.
They're communists.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. Rafael Esparza's next. It's the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere. Hour one, don't forget, was brought to you by the King Firm. Hour two was brought by communism, apparently. If you don't like chocolate strawberries, donut holes. I'm sorry. I've heard in the Saints media room, Catherine Terrell was a part. There's been shouting matches on whether or not a hot dog's a sandwich. Like people, cause it's always around 4th of July, you know,
back in high school.
Yeah, no, I
me
mean,
and my
I
friends.
Just, it's not a sandwich. It's a hot dog. If I say a hot dog and I bring you a roast beef dressed, you're gonna go, I thought you were bringing a hot dog. They're cold and they're two completely different things.
Agreed.
Now we're seeing eye to eye.
But not on the donuts.
Oh, stop it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Well, I ain't superstitious and I don't get suspicious, but my woman is a friend of mine. It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic. Cash magic. Come and feel the magic. Cash magic. We're winners play both night and day. Cash magic. Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games, like the new Ultimate 20 Hand Draw, while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service. Cash Magic is my lucky place.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You're always-
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gavery Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gavery Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gavery Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
NOLA Dad on Twitter. Hot glazed, and jelly. It's top 3 donuts. Yeah. It's National Donut Day. You know what? Leave me alone. At VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow Rafael Esparza over on Twitter. Rafael, how are you this morning? Or afternoon now?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. National Donut Day. What is your favorite donut?
Anything with chocolate. I would have to say Boston cream. But I had a peanut butter and jelly donut in New York that I thought I was cheating on my wife when I was eating it.
Peanut butter and jelly donut. That actually sounds delicious. I love me a peanut butter and jelly.
I like a peanut butter sandwich. I don't like the jelly part.
You're done. You know what? I'm potting your mic down. You're done. That's not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's why I called it a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, it's time for a new intern, man. That's just, something's wrong with you. Rafael, one of the things obviously we're talking about today has to do with the NBA and, phone calls being received, teams making trades, clearing up cap space. Brian Windhorst saying, get ready, as teams are positioning themselves for the Anthony Davis trade. What are the odds right now? What do you guys got on the books as to at the top 4 or 5 teams and possible destination for Anthony Davis?
I think it's probably the team that we've heard for months and months and months. Boston, both L.A. teams, it's probably those. I would think New York is still on the list. But you can probably add Brooklyn. What Brooklyn is doing, I think Brooklyn are realizing, hey, maybe the Celtics may be on a downward spiral. Let's say Kawhi leaves Toronto, Milwaukee, it looks beatable and all that. I think Brooklyn say, hey, maybe we could take the East. So I like what they're doing. You could probably add the Brooklyn Nets on that list as well.
All right, so let's just kind of quickly address them in all. I mean, it's funny. Snoop Dogg this morning, he's like, we're getting AD. I'm still not a Lakers buyer on that as well. I think Boston, do they risk the one-year rental? Clippers got some nice young assets. Do they want to use that? They got room already with those young assets to try to attract a lot of this. So I guess what I'm saying is this. A lot of the other teams seems to be dependent on after the NBA trade deadline. When do you think Anthony Davis is traded? Is he traded not deadline. I meant the draft. Do you think he's traded before June 20th or after?
Yeah, that's probably the million-dollar question. I think if he's not traded by it, then you have to look at teams who are they drafting him at, maybe pieces that maybe would fit well in the Pelicans. Like I said, if the Knicks get him, who the Knicks going to take in the third pick, that maybe we all figure if the Knicks trade, that third pick is going to be involved. It's going to be very interesting to see. I think he's not going to get traded until after the NBA draft.
Really? You think the
pieces and the excitement and just you could probably get more if you wait. I think teams will probably be phone calls would be thrown off the hook if they wait. But you never know. I mean, a good trade can happen, or if they just want to get rid of the headache now and trade them, and then concentrate on the draft and building your team.
See,
it could go both ways. My gut feeling tells me I think they wait till after.
Here's my philosophy on that, Rafael, as to when you have most leverage. If you trade for him, it's a known, right? In other words, I'm a team that trades for him. I have him. I got him, right? Signed, whatever, or at least we're going to. I have him. A team. I just traded for him. Everybody else won't know until 6:30, I think. You know, the last day of June when free agency starts. And then there's a bidding war and you don't know. You may not know until you read the report that somebody signed somewhere. And then you're scrambling to try to, you know, make the moves or not. If I get Anthony Davis, then when I do pick up the phone at 6:30 on that Friday and then start talking to people about being a free agent and coming to me with my max slots, I can say, how would you like to play with Anthony Davis? That's different than, hey, we can go try to go get AD if you sign. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, my guts tell me that, but it makes, I mean, if you want, I mean, it makes total sense to do it before. I just think we're just this chaos of Anthony Davis is going to probably drag on forever.
Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Toronto up 2-1. Are the odds changing at all? Is the action changing at all with belief that maybe Toronto can end this and end this sooner rather than later?
No, because right now the series price is so blown out of my mind that you could get the Toronto Raptors only -125 to win the series. If this was any other series, Stanley Cup, another NBA Finals, the team that was up 3-2 had started to stole a home game at Golden State, the number would be like -$2, -$3. That's how much money we have on the Golden State Warriors. And we're just trying to get as much Raptor money as possible and to try to get off. They're -125. I can't believe it. I think the Raptors win the series now. I just don't know how healthy, if we even see KD ever in a Warriors uniform in the NBA Finals. And how healthy is Thompson tonight?
Okay, that's a good point to kind of keep an eye on there as well. Carson Wentz signs a brand new spanking deal with 107 guarantee there. How surprising was the Eagles investing in his future?
That blows my mind. The injury that he's had, an injury prone, I wouldn't give him that much money. But if you're him, sign it, because you never know. You could probably blow a knee out next year, a hurt back, shoulder, something for him. Whoever his agent is probably eating pretty nice this weekend and sleeping really good this weekend because, wow, I can't believe they gave him that much, that amount of money, a guarantee that amount of money.
Did you happen to watch on social media the celebration and the party of the Patriots getting their latest Super Bowl ring, the largest ring ever that they have? Tom Brady wearing all six of his rings, the Giselle Instagram video of all them dancing. The comments on that video are magnificent, by the way, if you haven't had a chance to go check that out. Have you? 123 diamonds in the logo of the Patriots.
Yes, I used to sell jewelry, so still have a lot of friends in it. They were sending me the pictures of it yesterday. I mean, wow. I was actually shocked that you guys actually watched the video. I thought you guys were still boycotting that. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of blown away and how that ring, of course my wife saw it. She wants one of those, not the exact piece, but she wants 100 and some on diamonds on her next purchase.
I like the it says six time on one side and on the other, still here. I mean, you gotta love that they put a slogan on the ring. Still here. Like, you can't get rid of us. That might be my favorite thing. Don't tell me about the carrots. Don't tell me about the six, you know, trophies on top of the Patriot logo. Those are all great. The fact that you put still here underneath the score of the Rams' defeat, that might be my favorite element of the ring.
Yeah, if they win it again, what's next year's logo? Once again? I mean, that one, you're probably right. That's probably my favorite part of the whole ring.
Yeah, I would be. Like, what do you think should be the Saints logo on the ring if they put a ring on there? Told you, Raphael, since you hate?
Maybe finally.
Finally?
Thank God.
Finally, you already had one. Finally means if you never got one.
No, not right now. It's finally. They've gotten so close and have gotten hosed. You know what I mean? It's finally.
We didn't get screwed this time?
Yeah. Ooh, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's too long. You can't put that. I mean, it's still here. You got to come up with two words.
Boycott one? How about that?
Boycott one, huh? You can't let that go, can you? Women's World Cup.
You guys just, look what happened in the Stanley Cup. A guy missed penalty and boycotting the Stanley Cup.
He accidentally went into the skate. That was not tripping.
This is a series. Exactly. In the NFL, you don't have another shot.
Yeah, one call doesn't determine a series, Rafael. You got to win four games.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Just because the Vegas team didn't make it in.
I like a nice long john. Yeah, I mean, chocolate sprinkles.
Women's World Cup, you got France and Korea starting it off today at 2 o'clock. Women for the U.S. play on Tuesday. What are the odds that the Americans will win back-to-back World Cups?
They're the favorites, but don't sleep on Australia. I mean, everyone keeps on talking about France, USA. Australia's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Japan's going to be a force. Canada's much improved. It's going to be a very, very good tournament. I mean, the first game's going off in a half hour. They're expecting 40 to 50 mile per hour winds and a storm coming into this game. So I think not only we might see flops, but we might see some winds blowing the ladies down because it's very, very windy right now up in France. But I think USA, as long as they don't have a mental error on the back end on trying to stop set plays, I think they easily win it.
Okay, so you say easily. I see you definitely got them in the final.
I definitely got them in a final. Who they're playing, I don't know. If I'm France or USA, I'm telling you, I do not want to play Australia. I mean, they're a team that's up and coming. No one's talking about, and they're really tall and big up in front that can mess with some set pieces and headers. I wouldn't want to play Australia. But I think it's going to be either USA or France. I have USA winning it.
Okay, final thing for you, Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow on Twitter. On the fisticuffs front, a little fight over the weekend?
Yeah, there's tons of fights. So UFC 238 in Chicago. You got Triple G fighting. I think Triple G dominates roles this weekend. He's got a new trainer. He still has Canelo on his mind. I think he wants to show everyone that, hey, just because I got a new trainer and a new management staff around me, I can still knock out people. But UFC 238, the people's main event, Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Can't wait to watch him fight. He's undefeated since he's had his baby boy. So I want to see if he can beat up Tony Ferguson.
Okay, there you go. So that's what you got over the weekend here as well. Anything else? Any movies? Anything that any fun prop bets?
Working on Stranger Things Season 3 prop bets right now as we speak. But that's pretty much it. I mean, you got college baseball this weekend, World Series. You have Belmont Stakes tomorrow. It's a full slate to ignore the wife and kids this weekend.
Yeah, that is true. I forgot to ask you both of those. See, today, Jordan, you're right. We got so many. Right, give me Belmont. Who's winning the Belmont?
I don't know who's going to win it, but I think Warren will fade him. I don't think he's going to go well. How much gas is he having in his tank is to be the horse that's ran all three races, Belmont Stakes, the Belmont that quarter mile, just kills horses. I'm looking to fade Warren will.
Okay, all right, you're doing that. Baton Rouge Regional. Does LSU make it to Omaha?
If we what LSU team is playing? It's the LSU team that's been playing lately. They've been playing really good. But don't sleep on Florida State the first game. They have lots to prove, and they have more doubters than probably LSU all season long and how bad Florida State's been playing. That's a tough task to play them right away.
I got it going three games for sure. I think we will see a Monday game.
I couldn't agree more. I think if any, I think Florida State will win game two, and I think there's too much depth in for LSU. I think they steal. I think they win. I shouldn't say steal. They're at home. I think they win game three.
I got it backwards. I think Florida State tonight, LSU tomorrow, and then game three on Monday.
That's. I mean, I think it's going to be a great series. Can't wait to watch that.
Rafael Esparza, as always, man. It was fun looking at you. What was it, Jonah, over on Twitter, huh? You doing a little video. Look at
no,
you.
No, on Instagram. He's doing Instagram. Like a little live video every day.
Ah, look at that.
Is so, it the same? Is it your same handle for Instagram as Twitter?
No, my Instagram is Rafael Esparza.
Oh, okay. I was making sure.
Yeah, make sure.
Put on a Cubs hat, man. Wear the Cubs. Be proud.
Hey, they cut checks. They tell me what to wear, what to say. But you know what? I'm going to put a Cubs hat on. I'm going to do one right now, and I'll put a Cubs hat on.
He's gonna, you know what he's going to do? He's going to do it for like 1 second and then throw it up. But now, I think we really know we have influence on Rafael if he puts on a Saints ball cap.
It might burn.
Then put cheated on the side.
Yep, cheated. You need to get one of those official hats that they threw at Mardi Gras that had like – the hanky hanging, you know, the flag that didn't get thrown, all of that. We need to get you a flag.
Oh, here we go.
The Louisiana pride needs to be shown in this next video.
Who's the next guest that's following me right now? Call sooner. Whoever's next following me, call right now.
At VSI Knox Sports, the way to follow Rafael. Thank you as always, bud. We'll talk next week.
Take it easy, guys.
There he goes, Rafael. What?
Nothing. What?
I don't. You're bothering me.
I'm minding my own business.
Exactly. Sports Hangover continues next with Barry Herstius. He will talk to us about his observations from OTAs. We forgot to ask him about OTAs. He loves talking about OTAs, Rafael.
We're not even going to get started with that.
He's so bitter when it comes to the Saints. It really is. It's crazy. He lives here.
Yeah, half the time.
Yeah,
a quarter of the time.
Yeah, Vegas and here. I get it. Barry, his takes next on ESPN New Orleans.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing's worse than heat-trapping sheets that make it impossible to get to sleep. That's why you need Sheeks. Sheeks breathe 10 times better than traditional cotton sheets to keep you cool. They wick away moisture 3 times more than traditional cotton sheets to keep you dry, ensuring a deeper, more restorative night's sleep. Visit trysheets.com/Stephen A to get 25% off your purchase plus shipping, a bonus pair of pillowcases, and a 30-night risk-free guarantee. That's trysheets.com/Stephen A.
Pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. If wisdom teeth come in properly and meet the right conditions, they are generally safe to keep. But left unchecked, they can put you at risk for gum disease and damage to adjacent teeth. Some wisdom teeth grow in at such an angle that they never break through the gum, which can lead to tooth decay, cysts, and tumors. These impacted teeth can only be seen on x-rays, so the damage they may cause can go undetected. Some people just don't have enough room for another tooth in their mouth. so their wisdom teeth can affect adjacent teeth when they come in. This can make it difficult to chew, difficult to keep them all clean, and misalign your teeth. Not all wisdom teeth need to be removed, but they all do need to be monitored by an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Find a surgeon near you for a complete examination. If your wisdom teeth do need to be removed, the procedure can be done in an office setting with minimal post-operative pain and swelling. Your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. Find your local oral and maxillofacial surgeon at myoms.org.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
It is. If you got one of your favorite Dr. John songs, let us know. Barry Hurstis, you're on the On Deck Circle. Corey, give me your best 60 seconds and we'll get to our next guest. What you got, Corey?
Hey man, it's not Corey. It's Uptown Ruler.
Uptown Ruler.
Now let me tell you what happened to me. One day I was writing out a report in the classroom, right? Mm-hmm. So I wrote Dr. John and I wrote Dr. Hook down there. And the teacher didn't understand who was Dr. John and who was Dr. Hook. And my the classmate was trying to explain it to her who was Dr. John and Dr. Hook, and she said, "Never mind, be quiet." Mm-hmm. I said, "Okay." But my favorite song by Dr. John is Right Place, Wrong Time.
Yep. It's hard to not pick that one, man. It really honestly isn't. No doubt.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know? Uptown Ruler.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
There he is, Uptown Ruler. Barry Hurstius. It's National Donut Day, and we're celebrating the life of Dr. John. Give me your favorite Dr. John song.
Oh, yeah. Mine would definitely have to be Right Place, Wrong Time. I mean, that's iconic. You know, when you think Dr. John, to me, that's the first thing you think of.
I do, too. What's your favorite donut?
Surprisingly, they're called cake donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the cake donut that's got the chocolate icing on top.
Chocolate
cake.
Matter
of fact,
yep.
I sent you a gift.
Yeah, I saw it. See, I was right. I did. I saw it earlier, and I said, I think those are chocolate cake donuts. Yeah, I knew
that's correct.
Yeah, my wife likes the cake donuts. Yes, I got you. All right, cool. All right. Final question, and then we'll actually talk Saints football here. I have my communist intern here who doesn't like beignets. Are you a beignet person morning, afternoon, or evening? When do you prefer your beignet?
Oh, wow. I'm going to say very early. We're talking 5:30, 6 a.m. with a black cup of hot coffee. Yeah.
A black cup of hot coffee.
Black is easy. 5:30
a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan,
black.
When's the last time you were up at 5:30 a.m.? I'm going to go with never.
That's probably when I went to sleep a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, when you went to sleep. That's a good answer. Good answer. Barry, thanks for joining us. You're right for Big Easy Mag, man. You've been out there for the OTAs. We've been chatting and looking at some of the things. I've asked a couple of different people around this week just their thoughts to prep the fans that are going to get a chance to go check them out on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday again, 11 a.m. to 1:15 if you want to go. Give me two players or two storylines that have stood out to you on offense, and then we'll do defense. Start on offense first. What has stood out to you on offense?
Wow, let's see. Well, on offense, Drew Brees looks sharp as ever. You know, everybody's trying to write him off. We're trying to get him to retire and, we're waiting for that inevitable decline to happen. And, obviously you've been out there with me. He looks great, I think. I mean, for a 40-year-old quarterback who allegedly is going to be declining sometime soon, he looks great. So that's one that stands out for me. And then I want to see if Traquan Smith step up and become the third receiver. You know, the Saints over the years have had a good third receiver, number three receiver, you know, like Willie Snead or Lance Moore. I think Traquan is prime and ready to assume that role. But, we have to see that first, and we haven't seen it yet.
You know, it's interesting. I've talked to all the local, guys, right? I mean, your TV, your print, everybody. And Barry, you're the first one to bring up Traquan, and I only say that because our intern over here has just been harsh on Traquan Smith. What do you keep saying about him? You're waiting for him to do what?
catch a pass or
make a play.
Make a play, yeah.
Here's what I'm getting at.
Last
because you can't get past his skinny legs. Barry, we're not there 30 seconds, dude. And Jordan walks up to me. He used to put on weight. He's so skinny. Look how skinny he is. Have you looked at Teddy Ginn? I mean, have you looked at some of the Saints receivers they've had?
Is just a little is a taller, and he wears kind of his pants up a little bit.
Marshawn Lattimore? I mean, your arms are thicker than Marshawn Lattimore's legs. If you've ever watched them, I mean, seriously. Like, I don't know why you're hating on Traquan
Smith. I think it's because he had such a good performance last offseason, and then this offseason, I don't see him doing that much in these four OTAs.
Barry, to transition it to you, what do you think needs to happen with Traquan? Like, what are reasonable expectations for Traquan Smith this season?
Oh, as the number three receiver, quote unquote, I'm going to go with 750 yards.
Whoa, you give him yards.
Six or seven touchdowns. Yeah. You know, six or seven touchdowns. I mean, that's what you used to get out of Snead. That's what you used to get out of Lance Moore. So that's the production that that position, you know, should, you know, yield, you know, realistically, that's what you would hope for anyway. Now, of course, we know Saints offense is diverse, and now you got Jared Cook who's going to be thrown in there. That's probably another offensive storyline.
I was going to go there next, Barry. I was going to say, with the addition of Jared Cook, you have Alvin Kamara that can catch passes. Latavius Murray will dump balls to
football. There's only one football to go around, and I get it.
That's my point.
I just want to see Traquan take that next step.
Okay.
I think Sean Payton drafted him with the mindset that he was going to become, you know, part of the future, like, you know, a big part of the offense going forward in the future. And we just haven't seen it yet. So
let me ask you this.
That's what I want to see.
Define next step. Because to me, the definition of next step, and this is just my personal definition, I want to hear yours next, when it comes to him would be, I would say, just consistent big play ability. In other words, like I'm trying to think of where where he can fit in this offense, because I'm with you. Saying about the yardage. I don't know if he's going to get all the balls, but I think if he catches two, three passes a game, if it's a catch and not a drop, there's the consistency. And if it's a big play ability, can he take a pass and give me a 25-yard gain? Can he take a pass and give me a touchdown? Like, that's where I think what it is for me. What do you think it is for you? Is it similar?
No, I agree. Just being consistent, because as we saw, I get he was a rookie, so you know, we'll give him a pass on that deal. But he would just disappear for entire games. Where, I mean, he was a non-factor. And as you allude to, let's just see if he can have a little consistency. You know, Snead was always good for a critical first down catch to move the chains. You know, to move the sticks, so to speak. You know, you don't have to get 100 yards receiving and two scores every week. But just be consistent and show that you had the capability to be a key contributor on a consistent basis.
Barry Hursty is joining us to talk a little bit about the Saints. All right, over on the defensive side, what are a couple of storylines that stood out to you?
To me is the rookie, Chauncey Gardner.
Chauncey.
Man.
You're telling people, go ahead and start saving for a 22 jersey. I'm telling you.
Man, he is phenomenal. I mean, to me, the defensive steal of the NFL, of the 2019 NFL draft.
Already.
Yeah, well, obviously it's May. We'll see what happens. But right now, it's been phenomenal, you know, so we'll see. My other storyline for the defense, is going to be the secondary. You know, we saw how they struggled to start the season last year, and then they came on at the end. You know, Eli Apple, actually turned out to be a good pickup. You know, can they keep that progression? You know, let's hope they don't regress. I want to see them progress. You know, so let's see how they look you know, hopefully they get off to a good start this year. That would obviously help.
It's always fun, Barry, when you add the element of the fans. And I think on Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'm not even going to say Thursday because they've cut a day off in the past. So, but for sure, yeah. If you do get to see it, one of the things that'll be fun is the element of the fans, and it adds to the competitiveness or the competition level and competitiveness. That was the word I was trying to say. Sean Payton's already said he's seen some good competitiveness in the practices. I think one of the things that will be fun to see as well, Barry, is when the fans get out there, one-on-one passing drills, right? 7-on-7
yeah.
team drills.
Yeah.
Then you kind of see that competitiveness. We saw it Thursday. That defense looks as together a unit as I've seen since I've been here covering
yeah.
this team. They look genuinely happy. They're dancing. Everyone has a handshake. They just seem to genuinely like one another and gel. Mm-hmm. And I think, Barry, here's my bold prediction. We're going to do this later when we get to camp. I think the Saints defense is going to surprise a lot of people. I thought they took a step last year to being the dominant side of the ball on this team, mm-hmm. which is different. I think they're going to take an even step further than that just because of the cohesiveness. Position coaches haven't changed. For the most part, you have the same personnel. If not, you've upgraded personnel. I think
yeah,
the
definitely.
Saints defense is going to be good.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think it'll be a top 10 defense for sure, maybe even top 5.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it'll be that good. The defensive line, even with Rankins being out until October, that defensive line actually is better. So, yeah, I totally agree.
There he is. Barry, tell us what we can find over there, man, over on the website.
You can always go to www.BigEasyMagazine.com. You can also find some of my work on occasion at SaintsNewsNetwork.com as well.
Sounds good. At Barry Hursty, this is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Thanks, Barry. We'll see you next week, man.
See you there, my friend.
All right, here he is. Quick break. We come back. We'll make more fun of Jordan if we can. Actually, you know what? You're good. Because what did you just...
I showed you the score of the Cardinals and Cubs game.
And then what did you do?
I pulled it up on my phone.
You're
and we're
streaming
watching
it
live.
When I can see it during the show. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, join the intern as...
Contribution.
You know what? Not just that. You can do whatever you want with your beignets, and I'll get you whatever donut you want before a snowball just for doing that. That's very thoughtful of you.
That's right.
Very thoughtful. Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. It's Friday. It feels like a Friday. I'm happy for a Friday. Saints mini camp. Fans get to see them. Look, it's been fun for us. Are you going next week? Are you going to have a doctor's appointment between 11 and 1:15 on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday? Joey, don't you got an appointment next Wednesday, 11:30? There you go. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
It's the 4th Annual Bud and Burgers Championship, co-hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Homa Sunrise and Homa Terrebonne. Let's see who can put the best taste of the bayou in a burger. Could that be you? Join ESPN 100.3 FM as we broadcast live from 4 till 6 at Southbound's Bouquet Pavilion. There's over 36 competitors for King of Burgers. So join us Saturday, June 15th at the Budweiser Bud and Burgers Championship, 4 till 10 p.m. Proceeds to benefit both Rotary Clubs.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Relic on Twitter. Goldilocks and a perfect beignet. A New Orleans story by Jordan the intern. I like that. It could be your novel.
Ooh.
You got that? You got Tom. Right? Got Tom.
I might write a novel while I'm at I'm house sitting your dog this weekend.
Gonna write a novel in three days, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. CJ, aka Who Dat Chris. I thought we were friends, man. I thought we were friends. At GCAT underscore 17 at ESPN Radio NOLA, chocolate covered strawberries are trash.
Wow.
I that's harsh. First off, again, take me out of it. Take the fact that I believe that they're delicious, they're good. It's hard to really mess up a chocolate strawberry, especially if you use really good chocolate.
Ugh, yeah.
Your Godivas and stuff.
Ghirardelli.
Yeah. I mean, good chocolate.
Cherry's berries.
Joey's going where I'm going. Take me out of it, Houdat. What normally happens around May? You know, Mother's Day.
Yeah. ESPN has Cherry's berries.
You can't go anywhere without being told the best way to let your mama know you love her. It's a delicious pack of like $150 strawberries with chocolate. I'm just saying, just keep that in mind. The chocolate strawberries aren't cheap. So the fact they're not cheap and they're pricey means it's an elegant, tasty treat. It's marketed towards the most important women in your life. So what does that tell you? When marketing tells you, you probably need a dozen or a half dozen of these.
They're going to be good.
Regardless of if you like them or not, what they're telling you is you probably should. Because at least they believe that the ladies like them. And let's be honest, gentlemen. Do we ever really do anything that doesn't include the possibility of attempting to try to please a lady in one way, shape, or form?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest, right? We want to be happy. We want to make them happy.
Right. Men says, I love you more than a stub bear.
It's the only reason Valentine's Day exists. Right. I mean, let's be honest. Right?
Men says, honey, I love you more than a stub bear.
Exactly. Oh, that mean, yeah. It's incredible how every February I'm reminded I do not love my wife enough.
If you're single like me, though, Valentine's Day, men out there that are single.
See, you're looking at it wrong.
You're free.
But you're looking at it wrong.
You don't have to pay for anything.
You're looking at it wrong. That could be a day for you. Because not every lady is taken. It could have been a good day for you. You're looking at it completely wrong. We'll talk after the show. My point is, Who Dat Chris? It's been promoted. It's been marketed as a delicacy. Chocolate-covered strawberries. And it's been attached to 2 days of the year that it's incredibly marketed towards ladies. Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. You can't walk the mall without chocolate-covered strawberries. You got to get your chocolate-covered strawberries.
Then you build a bear.
Oh, well, yeah. And then Carver wants a bear. So I go right there, lakeside, you know, one part of the mall. Here are the strawberries for the wife. And while she's eating those, I walk in and I'm like, here you go. Put a little heart in the stuffy thing and we'll build a bear. Even though Carver's scared of half of them. But I mean, it's fine. Marketing. Marketing, they'll get
so
you everywhere.
So he did build a bear.
We tried. He likes sharks. And during Shark Week, you could go build a shark.
Build a shark.
So we went there, and he looked at it, and the thing was monstrous. I mean, it was big. So when I showed it to him, he went, I'm like, what? What? Do you want a shark? So you'll see. I can't wait for you to be this is going to be fun.
I would like to say I'm scared.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I know I'm awesome and everything's going to work out.
Here we go.
And my kid's going to be awesome, too.
Lil Jordan.
Humphrey.
Sports Hangover continues next. Hour 3. A little soccer, a little football talk. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward.